Blue Sky Radio. Today we've come along to join our friends at Dougie Mac. Dougie Mac team here at the Children's Hospice, Grace Road in Trentham. Someone whose voice you're probably familiar with. She's joined me on air on several occasions. Sophie Thompson, who's one of the senior business and community fundraisers. Sophie, hello.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm very, very well. There is so much kicking off when it comes to fundraising for Dougie Mac as we go through the course of summer 2024. There is a date on the calendar. It's Friday the 21st of June. We have the Dougie Mac Midnight to Sunrise Walk. Tell us more.
So the Midnight Sunrise Walk is one of our flagship events here at Dougie Mac, and it's something that we all look forward to. It's such a special event and we're keen for everyone to get involved.
It is one of the biggies on the Dougie Mac calendar, and you mentioned there it's so special. There is something very magical about this event. Can you put your finger on it?
The magical thing about this event is you have to walk overnight. Overnight, so it just makes it a bit more of a challenge, and it just makes it a bit more special to walk under the stars.
The fact that you have hundreds of walkers turning cash into care, the sponsorship that they get, they collate and help when it comes to the Dougie Mac team. The fact that you've got so many walkers, hundreds of them walking overnight, I'm just thinking, does that present you with a bit of a headache on the organisation front?
You would think so, but actually, surprisingly, because it's an event that everyone in the Stoke-on-Trent area knows about, everyone expects it. So it's at night, but people stop what they're doing, they, you know, step outside the houses and clap everyone along. But we do ask people to sort of stay on the roads, and all our walkers will walk on the pavements. But no, it's something that people sort of stop and sort of know what's happening, really.
Hundreds already signing up for Friday the 21st of June, the Dougie Mac Midnight to Sunrise Walk. The fact that you've got hundreds already signed up, and no doubt before we get to the 21st, there'll be a few hundred more. Is it still possible at this stage of the game to get involved? How do we find out who should we be contacting if we would like to get sponsors and be a part of this magical event?
Yeah, so registrations are open to the 18th of June, so a couple of days before the event, but you can also sign up on the day, and you just have to head over to our website on our events page, and there's two entries we have at the moment. We have a general entry and a fundraising entry. So our general entry tends to be you can pay £35, and there's no sort of commitment to sponsorship, but that covers our costs, or you can pay £12 at the moment, which is our early bird rate, but we do ask you to get some sponsorship for that lower entry fee.
It's not too late ever to get involved, but don't think about it. Do it, please, right now. The hundreds that are going to be walking overnight, Friday 21st of June into Saturday morning the 22nd, it's going to be a lot, I should imagine, like the 10K recently at Barlaston, and that everybody who's walking has got a connection or a story to tell as to why they're doing it in the first place.
Yeah, 100%. I think with this event as well, it just makes it that little bit more special, because we're walking past the adult hospice and we have a candle garden where people have the opportunity to make a donation and have a candle bag and write their little message for someone that they've lost or someone that they want to sort of just honour with the walk. And we put it at a stage on the route where it really is that bit of a extra push when you need it to let you sort of finish the challenge. But yeah, it's a special event.
Date for the diary, Friday the 21st of June. The Dougie Mac Midnight to Sunrise Walk. Midnight that night, I think it's important again to just flag this one up. You invite everybody to pop on their pink t-shirt, lace up their trainers and be proud to walk. You've even got a DJ and a chance to glitter up before we start striding out on the walk itself.
Yeah, we like to sort of invoke a party atmosphere before you go. So we have a DJ, we have a couple of singers that are going to be performing. You can get some accessories, get your glitter on, and get yourself set for the challenge ahead.
And what about those who are a little slower than others? And you're looking at me straight away now, I know, Soph. But I mean, how long does it take to do the walk or the average walker?
Well, we have some of the quick ones that come in within about 2 hours, but roughly about four and a half hours. But that's because this year the pubs are open, so we are expecting some people to pop into the pubs.
Can you blame them? Can you blame them? If we do have listeners to Blue Sky Radio who are thinking, yeah, this is one I've got to do. I'd like to raise money for the Dougie Mac Midnight to Sunrise Walk, Friday the 21st of June. It's not too late, as you just heard Sophie mention, to get involved. Contact details, what should we be doing?
You can head over to our website, which is www.dougiemac.org.uk, and head over to our events page and you can sign up there.
Soph, best foot forward, and as ever, thanks for chatting to me.
Thanks for having me again.